from here, going back to your hometown, and will this be your last ride?
No, it's not my last ride. Just bought a bike not too long ago. Going home, man. I mean, this is I'm speechless when it comes to really talking about going home for this Super Bowl. You know, it's amazing to me, man. I mean, I just give everything to God on that one, man, because this is just amazing, man. For me to be in my 11th year, like Joe said, everybody doesn't get this chance to even play in the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. And it's just amazing, man, to me, man. I'm just soaking it up, just really enjoying it every minute, every second, you know, being around my teammates.
As a guy who's won a lot of awards, this surpasses that, I would assume, right?
Yeah, no. This is the ultimate, man, for your team. You know, this is what you always wanted. This is why you preparing the off season. This is why you play the game, you know, to get to the dance, to get to the ultimate dance, you know, and this is it. You know, I told Bernard Pollard, you know, during the walkthrough, I'm like, I don't need anything else in life, you know, outside of my son graduating college. You know, I'm good, man. I don't need anything else. I'm set. I'm good right now.
And San Francisco throws a lot on first downs. With you guys, will it be the plan to disrupt them by bumping and running and being physical with them up front?
San Francisco just really started, you know, throwing the ball on, you know, early downs. You know, last game they did it a lot more because they had to throw Atlanta off, from what I was hearing from the commentators. You know, but they're a run team. You know, they have Frank Gore over there, who's an ex-teammate of mine in Miami, who I know is a great running back. You know, so, you know, I don't know how much we're going to throw them off, you know, as far as our plan right now. You know, we still kind of implementing it. But, I mean, I know we got to get our hands on their receivers. We patting ourselves about that on defense, you know, and as a secondary, to get our hands on the receivers and make sure, you know, we're trying to throw off the timing or whatnot. But, you know, it's all about execution at the end of the day.
And I know you've got some special relationships with defensive coordinators here. What has Dean Pease kind of meant this season to you guys?
He's been the same, you know, demanding defensive coordinator as everybody else. You know, we meet with Coach, you know, every week, even today. You know, so it's really haven't been any change, man, as far as attitude and how Chuck did things, you know, and other coordinators with Rex. And so it really hasn't been a change, you know, as far as the demand, you know, he's really required of us and ask us things, you know, to make sure we know and want and what we put into the scheme, that is players related, that the players, you know, have an impact on it. You know, and we talk to each other before we even go to see Coach Pease, me, Ray, you know, hello to you guys, you know, who go and see him. We make sure we talk about things that we've seen on tape, you know, to make sure he know what our best attributes are, as far as, you know, secondary linebacker, D-line, on what we need to do and what we think we should try to get done on the football field.
What have you seen on tape about
I actually went back to Michael Vick when I was watching this guy and talking to Ray about him. You know, I remember the days when we played against Vick, you know, and just how he can throw the ball and run. RG3 is a little bit different, you know, their blocking scheme with how Shanahan does things and what they're doing with Kaepernick. You know, it's read option, but there's no pitch guy, you know, so it's a little different. You know, I really haven't looked at our Washington film again. I wanted to. You know, I don't know if I'll really get to it, but, you know, he's a little different than what they're doing with him. You know, and even his running style. You know, I know he's fast, he can run, but RG3 was a little quicker, I think, you know, and probably a little faster. But you're pretty much getting some of the same things, but not totally.
Pitch guy, what is your key?
It's more for our upfront guys than anything. You know, I still have to watch the pass. You know, my obligation is to watch the pass, and you know, half the time I'm the deep guy, you know, majority of the time. So, you know, I just got to be conscious of what we're doing, Where we rotating as far as safety-wise, you know, who's going to be the down guy, you know, and most of all, whose responsibility, you know, who, to be taking seven out of the game.
How has the experience on this defense allowed it to excel during these playoffs?
We've been through a lot, man. We have a bunch of guys who've been through a lot. You know, we had a bunch of guys that stepped up, young guys that got a lot of playing time early in the year when Ray went down, you know, and we knew we wanted to make the playoffs in order for Ray to have a chance to come back. And obviously, you know, when Ray came back, I mean, he's just that engine, man. He's that guy, you know, that motor that's going to go all the time, you know, and understands what the offense is trying to do to you when you're talking about the run game. You know, he's calling out plays before they even happen, you know, and that's what you really miss when Ray's out. You know, you don't have those guys that's really calling the play out because he's seen so much football. For 17 years, he's seen a lot of football, you know, so Ray calling out a bunch of plays, man, definitely helps, you know. So to have those guys play early, get that playing experience, you know, it really helped.
You handled the last ride question quite deftly, but winning the Super Bowl in your hometown, which you seem kind of like an obvious ride.
I'll be playing next year if that's what y'all are asking. So next question.
Ed, being able to spend 11 years with Ray and making this last journey with him and being able to get him back to the Super Bowl, can you talk a little bit about that?
Awesome, man. I told him today, Super Bowl practice. This is a Super Bowl practice, man. And he was like, who would have thunk it? You know, so it's awesome, man. I can't explain it, man. It's just so much joy, you know, that I have for all of us as an organization, you know, to get to this point for what we've been battling, you know, for years. But really since Coach Harbaugh got here, from what he implemented as a scheme, what he wanted to do as a coach, what he wanted this organization to be. And it was some bumps and bruises in there. You know, it was some adversity that we went through in a lot of these seasons past and even this season, you know, to get here, you know. And, you know, you can say you're making plays at the right time, but we've earned it, man. You know, we've earned our spot, you know, and I feel San Francisco has earned their spot too. I mean, these guys, Coach Harbaugh over there, pretty much was just doing the same things, you know. I mean, they went back-to-back. You know, AFC championships just like us, and for both of us to get over that hump, man, I can imagine how much joy they have, you know.
Niners tight end Vernon Davis was a much bigger part of their offense when Alex Smith was under center since Colin Kaepernick was taken over. He's kind of been used in a different way as more of a blocking guy right now. But what sort of matchup problems does he represent? Because he always seems to come up big.
I mean, he's a receiver to me, man. I mean, 4'3", 4'4", guy, you know, that size. You know, he's definitely a threat that you got to know where he's at all times, kind of like our Pitta, you know. So, I mean, you gotta watch the guy, man, at all times. He might not has been a threat as much with Kaepernick in there, but he's always a threat. You know, they're getting him the ball, you know, and usually when you see him catching it, it's a touchdown, you know. So you definitely got to watch out for Vernon, man. I have a lot of respect for Vernon, you know, just, you know, his work ethic and knowing people who know him, you know, how he works, man, and what he puts into the game, how he's grown as a player.
Just your thoughts on removing the Super Bowl trophy as you guys prepare to go win your own Super Bowl trophy, that the focus is on what's ahead and not what has been in the past?
We've always been like that around here. You know, it's always been about getting better, you know, the next day, you know, getting a little bit better as the days go by, you know, as a player, as a man, you know. So our attitude as far as this game and weeks past has not changed. You know, it's come to work, get prepared, you know, and I don't think there's going to be any difference as these days go by, getting closer with everything going on, like Joe said. You know, we have a focus. You know, we know what we want to do, but at the same time, we're going to enjoy it because that's what we do. We have a lot of fun, man. You know, and that's why this season, this ride has been special.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Right on.